time in 4DJC.
Well, starting to cloud up a little out here at 73 degrees. I went in to get a propane bottle here at the dollar store, and they rang it up and went outside, and it was out of propane. I guess the Memorial Day depleted them.
It looks like the shells were stripped before Memorial Day, and they were stripped on... I think we might have gone on Monday, maybe. We didn't go into the store yesterday, I don't remember, but I don't think we did, but I know they're stripped on Monday, so maybe today there'll be some stuff back in the stores again. We need to get into a little bit of shopping today, but not much.
I'm packed full at Sam's and Costco's, and the gas stations were backed up. During the retired people's hours that we go yesterday. And so today Bernice wants to go to Aldi's and Walmart, aka the zoo, I guess they call it.
It's pretty hectic, I think. I think it must have been Monday afternoon she went out. It was later in the day. It was like 4 o'clock or something like that. It was, there weren't quite as many people there as there were in the morning, but people were starting to get back off the boat ramp down here below the house. Were just packed. It wasn't that morning, but boy, that afternoon, they were lined all up and down the road. You're just not, it's probably about maybe 2 miles from Sam's, if that far away. Walmart lines are just packed, but we probably need to go to Publix today. I need to go down to Sam's to get some gas in my car, but that's the only thing that's pressing today. I'm about a day behind. All day long yesterday, I thought it was Monday. Wouldn't be helpful.
Yeah, I saw what the line was there at Spartanburg at the Walmart, the Sam's and Costco's. And I said, the heck with it. We had to run into Ingles anyways, and so I just bought gas at Ingles. It's not worth waiting in line no more than we drive. And now, if we drove a lot, it'd be worth the savings, but under the circumstances... I think we drove 40-some miles yesterday, which was more than usual because we had to take groceries down to the daughter. She always has us pick up some stuff at Sam's, and so we had some meat and things for her, so we ran them down there and got to visit with them a little bit. And the grandsons were headed out to go get their Pfizer shot, so that made me feel good.
Pick her granddaughter up yesterday at after school stuff, and take her back to their house and wait on the. She's got a friend of hers, a neighbor. They take gymnastics together. Her mom picked her up, and took her to gymnastics for us. It's at 6 o'clock, so we picked her up about 4:30 and then left after she headed to gymnastics. And the traffic was terrible until I got down to where 29 breaks off of 85 and headed back towards Anderson. Those people, they never figure out that inside lane does not give out. They just, they keep swerving over and did all kinds of weird stuff. It's just... It's crazy, and the traffic over there yesterday was pretty heavy. It wasn't terrible there at that time of day like it usually is. And I'm sure it'll be bad again later in the week. So we probably won't have to go back until next week, I don't think. We usually pick her up on Tuesday to take care of, because our grandson has played football practice later. We watch her just get that. She's easy to deal with. When you get two of them together, they kind of squabble every once in a while. But she's a pleasure to take anywhere, because she just turned 11 and she thinks she's 13 yet.
That's typical. This is N0TR. I thought he was going to time it out that time, Jerry. You're getting mad as I am. Shoot. Anyways, it's amazing the way people drive down here. They just slowly, nonchalantly mosey along, or else they're going like nuts. And they'll have their arm hanging out the window with a cigarette in it, and blowing the smoke outside, of course, so they won't have to smell it inside the car, but they're sucking it in their lungs. And no turn signals. That's the biggest thing that bugs me. They'll just swerve right in front of you with one car link between you and no turn signals. I always say they walk among us.
A few of them, too. M4DJ, C4ID. I'm looking at a small power supply for the 705 now. I've got an Astron, but it's a switching supply, but it's not terribly noisy, but it's more so than I'd like, and I'm looking at a couple of them. They make a small one. It's about a 4-amp one. It's still a switching supply, but it's one of these, it runs 15 volts. Takes 13.8, so it should be. Shouldn't be too much out of line, but it's one of these power supplies they use for medical business, and it's got some filtering on it. Some of the other ones don't have, so it's pretty inexpensive. I'm gonna give one of them a try and see how it does. This thing will run 5 on battery, and then when you get up to a power supply or a regular 13 volt battery, it runs 10 out. So I'm gonna give that other power supply a shot. It's real small, it's not, but maybe 4x2 or something like that, by 3 at the biggest. It's not very big, weighs about 10 or 11 ounces. And so I'm going to give that a try and see if it's any quieter than the Astron is.
What are you running with it, Jerry?
I'm 705. I picked this thing up a few weeks ago. It's all mode, 160 to 440.
Well, the Astron will be quiet, and there's no question about that if it's an analog. I bought one, and I'm not a home run to tell you what it is, but it's an MFG Mini power supply. I've never bought a switch mode supply before because I have checked them for guys, and then there's just no fix to them. Yeah, and the Astrons cost you more, but in the long run, I think they're worth the money. But I have a radio I'm going to put in another location, and so it would be very rarely used, but I want to throw the power to it now and then to keep the caps up on it and that. Don't like to let something like that set. So I bought it from MFJ, and it's very reasonable. I think it's 15 amps. It has to be, or else I wouldn't put it on this radio because it's a 50-watt dual-band radio. But you might check that at HRO online and go to MFJ Switch Mode Power Supplies. And I can't remember the exact name on it, but I think it said Mini in it. And it is very, very small in stature.
Getting a linear supply, but I don't want to spend that kind of money. It is, I can isolate one of these a little further away from the radio, and I think most of the stuff will get away from it, but it's probably about, it's not a big deal when you're on FM, but if you get on single sideband or CW, it gets pretty noisy sometimes, but it's probably just a close proximity of the radio to the antenna. And I thought about getting one of those LiPo batteries, but that would run about 12 volts out. And that 12 volts is just, this radio really needs 13.8 to get to put 10 out. So and it won't charge the battery at that rate either at 12. So I got to do some thinking, but this power supply, I can get one for about $30. I think I may try one. One of the guys I know has tried one. He said it really worked out well for him. AC just got some filtering in it as for a switching supply, but like I said, I've got an ass around here already. It's pretty noisy unless I just move it way away from the radio, which is not always practical to do.
Well, that Astron you got, that's a linear supply, isn't it?
Supply. It's an SS-18. That's what I got really for my... I bought this thing originally and run my dual band mobile radio inside. And until I went to the HF and single sideband stuff, it's not really a problem. You can see the S meter on it. When you flip the power supply off and go to battery, S meter goes down to zero. But with the power supply on, it runs up about S2 or something like that, S3. And it's just because of how close it is to the radio time. It's got, your radios are just a little more sensitive to RFI, especially if you don't have metal cabinets.
I wasn't aware Astron made a switching supply, but I'm an old-timer. And, I know this one was only like, and I'm going to guess, Jerry, because I bought it a couple of months ago, and I haven't used it yet, but the specs on it are good. Most of the Astrons I've ever looked at are only about 5 mils on the noise level, but at any rate... And I haven't checked too many of them with a scope, but this one I'm going to say is around $75, and like I say, it's MFJ, but I can't imagine getting anything fit for an HF radio or an all mode for $30. That seems awful cheap, unless you buy it off of eBay or something like that, or from an individual. Because those power supplies have, like everything else, gotten out of hand as far as the price goes.
Ramp, that's why. And, actually, this company make a bunch of different, everything from ball war type stuff to the other things, too. And they got a bunch of variations of the wattage and voltage setup. And, like I said, I can always return it. It's not a big deal. HRO sells the same power supply, about $40 or so. If it only needs 4 amps, it's not a big deal, but Astron makes a 4-amp supply. But the only problem there is got those banana plug leads in the back, and I'm not really sure if I want to, change over one of my power cords to those banana plug leads. One of them's got a banana plug lead in the back, and it's got a, cigarette lighter adapter in the front. So I may try one. It's just fairly big, though, for 4-amp. But it is a linear supply. It's not a switching supply.
What are you going to run with a 4-amp supply? 100-watt. That's a 100-watt radio, that all mode, isn't it?
No, it's 5 on the battery and only 10 off DC.
And it's 100 watts?
That's only 10 watts.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you was running a radio. I misunderstood you then. I thought you was running a radio that did FM and also HF up to 160.
ICOM 705 is a little QRP rig. It's all mode, all band. Does 6 meters too, and all mode. And it's got the digital modes too. Got Wi-Fi and the whole 9 yards, Bluetooth, everything. It's just a QRP rig. It looks like almost like a faceplate off of 7300 ICOM.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, I had my head someplace else. I apologize. I wasn't listening, Jerry. excuse me. We're out here in the traffic down by the John Deere place here on Wade Hampton, headed towards Taylor's and Walmart. Got an old 63 or so truck in front of me, and slower than a 7-year itch, and everybody's trying to run over me, and I can't get around him.
Yeah, slow lane too sometimes, Tom. I can't get around him, and people back up behind me, and the guy in front of me won't speed up to not even the speed limit sometimes. But Yeah, I mean it's just a QRP rig basically, but it's fun to do the HF stuff sometimes. And I think I'm gonna put an NFED 4020 on it and try it outside maybe from this upper level of the house. Just run it out the window, run some wire out there to the end of the. Into the towards the fence out there, maybe get it from about 25 feet down to about 10 feet off the ground. I'll worry that I may do an inverted L or something like that. Maybe, I'm not sure. But the NFED looks like it's probably the simplest solution, and get a 49-1. These things come with 49-1. I still call them a ballon, but it's matching network on it. So I'm gonna give it a shout anyway, give it a try anyway. But it's got a good receiver that I can, even on 2 meter antenna, when 40 meters is open, I can hear about everything on 40 meters, and I can hear WWV on 10 most every evening too.
Experiment with. I need to get busy and get this other one put where I said it was going to. But we've been doing mostly outside work, and since the grandkids come over Sunday, I've been all stowed up for the last 2 days. And so yesterday I didn't get much accomplished at all, except going to Sam's and Costco's. But I'd like to get it installed. And oh, I got some other things to do, and I think tomorrow the son-in-law's coming over to pick that boat up that he sold, and it's supposed to be a possibility of severe thunderstorms, and it's parked way out back, and it's in that old red mud, so I'll probably have a job cleaning up the driveway after that. Jerry, I'm getting close here to oldies, so I better let you go. Nice talking to you this morning. You all have a good day. Mr. 73, this is N0TR.
We'll see you, Tom. You ready? Have a good day. Be careful out there in the traffic. N4DJC clear.